because of the bread, you have to keep eating on your teeth. It just is.
All right, enough of that. What's going on, man? What's up, all my dogs out there? Chat room dogs, your boy, the Dean, class in session. Guys, 8 o'clock, y'all see right there, Lord of the Rings is going to be dropping, I think at 8 East, man, tonight, or is it 9 East? Man, Lord of the Rings coming on Amazon Prime. Can't wait to see that, guys. I want to welcome you all to the show. I am your class is in session. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. How you guys doing? Scary Perry comes in for a while. It's been a while, man. I'm in whiskey, not Scary Perry, whiskey. What's going on, man? I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate all you guys here. We have a very good show for you guys out here. And before we get into the show, as I always do, I got an announcement. I got a quick announcement, but, you know, we just got to get over the formalities of what the show is. If you're brand new to the show, guys, this show right here that we break down and we show you guys is always going to be 100% original. It is 100% authentic. Nobody is doing what we're doing and breaking down the game the way we're breaking it down today. And if you want to be a student of the game, one thing we ask you guys to go ahead and get is go ahead and get your puzzle pieces. Go to Amazon, Walmart, HEB, go wherever you got to go. Get your puzzle pieces and start the process of learning game. The quick announcement I want to make for all of you guys, after I ask you to go ahead and make sure, guys, you get your crayons out. All my man might say, guys, please get out your crayons, take information, take notes. If you have a question, please put a Q in there, and we got you covered. Quick announcement for all my overseas guys, okay, my guys overseas. I know that sometimes you can't get the show early, so we always sometimes, even on Thursday or Friday morning, we always have a special show for you guys, and we're going to do that today. Let me give you the announcement. I can find the fucking announcement. Oh, wait, let me blow this up. Here we go. I got the thing all shrinked in. But let me go ahead and give you this announcement before we start the show, guys. All you guys out there, all my guys overseas, we're gonna have a special show for you guys tonight at around 3:45. Around 3:45. So it's 3:45 a.m. 3:45 a.m. We're gonna have a show about being one of one, but being one of one through her eyes. That's the most important thing, being one of one through her eyes. And if you can be one of one through her eyes, you guys win. So just to let y'all guys know before we kick off the show, all right? So just want to let y'all guys know. So we're going to be kicking off a show 3:45 in the morning. So make sure if y'all missed the show, we'll have it on YouTube as soon as it goes off. So if you wake up and you want to check it out, we're going to discuss being one of one in her eyes, okay? So as you see, we are always pushing out and kicking out information. And that's the important thing about what we do. So let's get into the show. Guys, y'all have questions. Y'all know what to do. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. There are no dumb questions, but we have a lot to talk about. We want to talk about and everything. Oh, the packages? No, it's down. So we're in September. So what I want to let y'all guys know, because we're in September now, we're a few weeks away from Halloween game, okay? You want to prepare for Halloween game, but we'll talk a little bit about that later because we have a lot to talk about in these 2 hours. So just a shout out to y'all guys. Hope you guys are good. Ask a question. Lines are open. If you want to call in, the lines are open. Let me get to my lines to make sure that if you do call in, I can bring you in. Tyler, if you want, you can call in and do a check if you want to, Tyler. But let me go ahead and chop this up for you guys. And we're going to talk about it. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get it. Guys, please, I appreciate the likes. If you like the show, I do appreciate that. Shout out to the guys that like the show. Thank you all guys out there. We appreciate all of you guys. This is all of you guys out here. The number is blocked. No. Let me see. 563-999-3056. It doesn't seem like it's blocked. I can try the number myself, but I don't think the number is blocked. Tyler, nope, it's not blocked. It's something with your fucking phone, dude. God damn it. Don't be saying no shit like that. Tyler, let me know if you can hear me because apparently the number is blocked. Tyler, can you – all right, Tyler, let me hit you up, Tyler. Tyler, can you hear me, sir?
Yo, Coach. Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
On Blog Talk.
Okay,
really.
Thank you.
Yes, on Blog Talk, I hear you.
Oh, it's blocked. Oh, the overlay. Okay, yeah, you're right, the overlay. Thank you. All right, thank you, Tyler, throw you back in. You're right, exactly. The overlay is fucked up. So let me go ahead and fix the fucking overlay. That's on my fault. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. The overlay is fucked up. You're right. The overlay. You got to be more specific what you're saying because you're like, it's blocked or something. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So let me go ahead and get the overlay set up for you. All right, here you. How is that better? There we go. That's better. Let me see if I can grab the overlay and bring it down a little bit. Bring it right here. All right, so we're good. All right, we're good. All right, we're good. Overlay's good. Okay, guys, let's get it. All right, let's top it up, guys. The lines are open. If you have a question, put a Q in there. Thank you, Big Dog. I appreciate it. No disrespect. I thought you were talking about something else. Thank you very much. Thanks. Good luck, sir. All right, gentlemen, let's talk about the game. Let's talk about it. So, guys, the one thing I always try to tell you about that no one really talks about, and this also connects with women, the thing is that in order for you, God damn it, just when I was about to talk about the game, holy brain is calling. God damn it, hold on a second. You don't got to take calls over. Yes, hold on. Let me ask this guy. This caller, how can I help you? What's up, sir?
Yeah. Thank you, Steve. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I know it's important. Yeah. What I wanted to say was that I put my bid in with a girl, and she said, I have a boyfriend who's here. Should I still say the other line, like, oh, I can still
dog,
make him smile?
Dog, what the fuck does your bid say, man? Stop. Don't say it out loud. What does 3A tell you to fucking do?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
bid is right okay. there, man. Come on, man.
So
why are you asking me this
matter.
Question? Shut
because
the fuck up. You know. Got shut up.
Okay.
Please shut the fuck up.
Okay.
This is why yeah. I'm yelling at you, because you're acting like you can't fucking comprehend. What
okay.
does 3 fucking A tell you to do?
Mm.
God damn it, and do it.
Okay, I understand.
Then why the fuck are you asking
you.
Me this goddamn question?
Because I got into an altercation, so...
I don't give
what.
A fuck what you got into. Follow the
okay.
fucking bid.
I understand, sir. Okay, I will do that.
Bye, man.
Yeah.
Get off the phone. Get off. God damn it. Shit. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, we go over the bid. I go over every line. And they tell me they understand, and then they call me with this silly-ass shit. God damn. All right, guys, let's continue. Guys, lines are open. Gentlemen, if y'all want to call in, we got you covered, man. My God, they just don't listen, man. They don't even listen. Follow instructions. Anyway, one thing I always tell you about you and anxiety, getting over anxiety and stress and all that other stuff and having the unlocked power that you can have, is that you must understand the thing that you don't even know that you have, and that is your core. Now, as I say to all you guys that are listening to me, that your core is the equivalent of your alphabets and your numbers, because it is something that is already woven in you that you can access without any fear, any drama, or anything like that. And as we talk about the core, gentlemen, we want you to understand that this is more or less a secondary system that kind of runs everything in your life. And let's talk on this. Because if you're not standing on your square and don't have a core, your secondary system is running you to have anxiety, fears, make excuses, be upset, and blame things when you are not really tying yourself in as a man, gentlemen. And what you guys have to understand is that you have to learn how to be the guy, because this is where your guy comes in, to learn the communication between your mindset and your core. Because the only way that you're going to get whatever it is to get, you're going to win with this. But in order to win, you got to understand that right now, your core that's in reaction, and that's why a lot of you guys are having anxiety and all this stuff, is a powerful secondary system, okay? But the problem that most of you guys are having is that that secondary system is doing more communicating to you versus you communicating to it. But you've got to be able to connect those two, the mindset and your core. Because what your core does, kind of like the subconscious, it is a sponge of information. The problem is, guys, is that you take in information, but never do you take the time to go ahead and put that information in its right place so you can learn yourself a little bit more. You never organize information. You never organize what you do, who you are, what you say to yourself. And this lies the problem of why most of you guys are not growing right now, okay? Because everything that you're doing, and it's not just thoughts that you are storing in to your core. Please understand that all your experiences that you have up until this point right here, all your experiences, all your memories, all your beliefs, and all your skills are stored right here. Everything that you have done that you can recognize and everything that you're going to do tomorrow and then forth move on is going to be stored right there. But the beautiful thing about your core that we're trying to get you to create in your mind is that it is a guidance system. And that's why some of you guys are being guided right now on fear. That's why a lot of you guys are being guided right now on anxiety or excuses or worry or blame. And the reason that you're doing that is because, let me ask this question. This guy asked a question. He says, why is it that you have decided to teach game for free? Sir, this is not game. I'm just teaching you something. This is not game. You pay for game. So this is not, I don't understand the question. This is just a class session. This is a class session. You have to pay for the game, sir. So I don't know what you're talking about. And the fact that you're even worried about it doesn't make any sense. So please focus on what you need to focus on. Don't worry about me. And if you don't like what I'm saying, just escort your fucking ass out the room. So as I said before, what happens is your mindset and how you think is actually a guidance system, okay? And right now, what it is doing for you is monitoring all the information that's coming from thought processes, your perception, your reality, and what it is doing is either giving you opportunities or it is giving you failures, or it's giving you stress, it's giving you fear, and all these things that you guys don't understand because you are not communicating with the number one person you need to communicate, and that's with yourself. And the important thing, the communication between you and yourself is very beneficial. Because every time when you have an idea, a thought, a memory, or an image from the past, you don't understand that those things are coming from the stored information that you've had. You know, we talked about it yesterday, how women come back because they love men. Well, the thing with the woman is because she's emotional, her core that she doesn't even know she has is going to really drive her behavior. That's why they come back to men, because they don't want to be without a man. And that's why they take time to call a man, okay? That's why they take time to get in touch with a man, because there are things that's happening internally that she cannot control or understand. Thus, it gives the man a higher and greater position, gentlemen. A higher and greater position. So it is very understandable why she goes into her archives, because her archives are full of great things. And this is kind of like Master Bedroom, kind of like what I told you the other day. It's the same thing. It is a way to access you without you even being around, okay? And most of you guys out here don't understand how your core works, okay? You don't understand how your mindset has to be one to even understand the game. You cannot understand the game if you are not a student of the game. You cannot understand the game, okay? All right? Sir, is there only one form of game to be taught? I don't know what you mean by that. Is there only one? No. Listen, you can have several teachers. You just got to figure out the right teacher for you. You just got to find the right teacher. Okay, that's your answer. Just find the right teacher. But anyway, as I was saying to you guys out there, is that what is important is that you guys, unfortunately, when you see a woman, because you're not one with yourself, one mind, one thought, one way, when you see the woman, all of a sudden, through the lens and perception and reality that you have, when you see the women, you become bombarded with milliseconds of excuses, information, and things that hold you back from who you are, okay? And this is why there is a barrier between your mindset and your core, which is you. You are the middleman, or you are the line between both things. They are the beginning and end that is based off of you. And everything that, any kind of information that passes has to go through who first? It has to go through you first, okay? And as long as it's going through you first, you'll have a better understanding of why and how this works. See, most of you guys don't understand. I keep telling you, just like a woman as wild. I tell you guys, a woman is like a wild horse, right? And there's no knock on women. This is just what it is. They just have wild, impulsive things that they like to do, okay? Whether it's drinking, drugs, sex, whatever. But what a lot of you guys don't understand is that you guys don't understand the information that can travel from you to her to show her why you. Because everything I've been teaching you, and everything I'm going to keep teaching you, and everything I have been teaching you is the one thing that no one else is telling you about, and that is the communication with your thoughts. You're scribing your information for yourself. And only the thoughts that are conveyed with genuine truth is the only thing your mind is going to take in. Your core is going to take in everything. But your mind is only going to take in things that are genuinely truthful to you and genuinely that can help you and guide you for yourself. Steve, I want to learn the bid. I need a 15-minute one-on-one. It's 30 minutes, sir. Bid is 30 minutes, sir. Bid is 30 minutes. But if you got a question, guys, please put a please put a queue, and we definitely have you covered. Just put a queue in there. We got you covered. If you're asking a question, put a queue in there, okay? So as I was saying before, for you guys out there, what's important is you got to understand that the information, there's two types of ways you're going to get information, through your mind or your subconscious or and even your core. These things are going to create what you are today. And this is why a lot of you guys have the anxiety. This is why a lot of you guys have the problems and the fears. Because you have to understand, you will always have negative emotions and you always will have positive emotions. The unfortunate thing is that the negative emotions are stronger than the powerful ones right now in you, because all you've been doing is feeding, cultivating, watering, and giving sunlight to negativity in your life versus positivity. And if you're watering, feeding negative things in your life, then you're going to have a lot of problems and a lot of issues in what? The game. This is why it hurts so much. Ridding yourself of social anxiety, beginning to say, no, it doesn't. No. Answer is no. Question, do you believe it's more important to listen to understand rather than listen to react or give a quick response? No, it's none of these things. And this is why you're losing. This is why you're losing right now. And I want to show you guys with this message right here why this individual will always lose because of how he thinks. I'm telling this motherfucker just to open the goddamn door, turn on the light switch. This motherfucker, well, Steve, well, tell me, does the light switch have to be on or off? Does the light switch have to be on the right side of me or the left side of me? Oh, my God, what color does the light switch have to be on? What if I turn on the light switch and the light doesn't come on? What am I going to do then? What if I turn the light switch and the light flickers? What am I going to do then? Do y'all see why y'all fucking lose? Because when you don't have game, your mind is going to force you to try to figure out a bunch of silly shit that has nothing to do with anything. It's not about believing it. What's more important to listen to understand or listen to fucking react or give a quick response. It's shutting your fucking ass up, shutting your goddamn mind ass up, and fucking taking notes and learning some shit. That's what it's about. But you ain't going to win because I'm just telling your dumb ass to turn on the light switch. And all you want to do is ask me, is the light on? Is it off? Is it on the right-hand side or the left-hand side? It doesn't matter. Your question is why you fail. Because all I'm telling you to do is do what the fuck you're being instructed. But you're not even listening to me because you're listening to that voice in your fucking head to tell you to conjure up a boring, dumbass question. I don't mean it's dumb and bad, but it is a bad question. Because it shows you're not a student of the game. And it shows that you're not fucking focused on what needs to be done. Thus, there lies a problem, gentlemen. I hope y'all can see that when these guys ask these idiotic questions that have nothing to do with the game whatsoever. Jay asked a question. Social anxiety is a chemical imbalance in the brain. No, it's not. It's a fucking choice. It's that you were not born with social anxiety, man. You were not born with fear, social anxiety, victimhood, or excuses. You were not born with that. And you, Mr. Williams, is just like that other guy. All you want to do is give yourself a bunch of lies, bullshit, and excuses versus just look in the mirror and say, I ain't shit. I'm scared of women. I'm scared to approach because I'm scared. There's something that scares me about a woman. But when you guys conjure up these excuses, that tells me that your mind is in more control of you than you can imagine by sitting here and conjuring up these quotes and things like that. It's no chemical fucking imbalance. It's an imbalance of one that doesn't stand on his square. It doesn't make any sense. Let me keep going. Does social anxiety and social awkwardness go hand in hand? No, the only thing that goes hand in hand is you. why do you guys are talk? Why do you talk to me from an I do? You don't even understand what you're doing. You're talking to me from the standpoint of an I do, dog. What does it matter if it goes hand in hand and it's not? You got it and you can't get rid of it because you ain't a student of the game. Everything y'all doing is a choice. Every move you're making is a choice. You choose to be happy. You choose to be sad. You choose to laugh. You choose to smile. You choose to frown. You choose to cry. And you also choose to run away from women and talk bad about yourself. All these things are choices. But how dare you blame it on your mind? How dare you? No, man, fuck that. That social anxiety shit is not real because you shouldn't fear anything. What the fuck is there to fear? What is there to fear? Everything you do is a fucking choice, man. Think about all the self-talk that you have. In order to become actually, like we're going to talk about tonight, I mean in the morning, one of one, you've got to eliminate the thoughts that are loaded and connected to negative feminine emotions. You have got to eliminate the thoughts. You don't even understand what's going on in your mind. You see a woman, and because you do not work on yourself, you do not work on your mouthpiece, you do not set up your crib, you do not rehearse you, you automatically want to feel good, and then you get these thoughts to come up and say, don't even talk to her. And you guys don't even realize that. You are embracing negativity. Negativity. Oh, my God. In the Game of Thrones, the king didn't listen to the brother who said that word for sale and sell around it. Does that mean he failed? He failed from the... Okay. I posted this on Facebook. If y'all join me on Facebook, there's a saying about the throne. The throne will cut anybody that is not worthy of that chair. So if you watch the first episode, the king cut his pinky. Episode number two, because it's starting to rot away, he's trying to put maggots on it and shit. It's not that he didn't listen to the brother. It's that he's not worthy to be king. Just like a lot of you guys are not worthy to be what? Men. Just because you sit on a throne doesn't make you king. Okay? Guys, you got a question? Go ahead. Let's see, get y'all questions. I think we caught up on questions. But as I was saying, I'll get y'all questions, y'all call in. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, is that you are bombarded with thoughts, negative thoughts. And you've got to stop the negative self-talk, how you talk to yourself. As soon as you see a woman, damn, she's pretty. I'm not good enough. Oh, my God, what do I say to her? Oh, she's going to turn me down or whatever. Listen to how you talk to your fucking self. And the reason why you're talking to yourself is that you don't understand that everything, your fears, your anxiety, your excuses, your blame, your victimhood, your poor me, your theater number one is going to come true when you are fucking feminine and emotional to it. That means if you are tying a thought of a woman and it connects to emotions, then you lose. This is why your fears are coming true. And your growth is a daydream. Oh, I want to be better at women. Oh, I want to be better at women. And you're just at a standstill. But go outside your house. Oh, my gosh, she's so pretty. What am I going to do? Because a lot of you guys are in your fucking feelings. A lot of you guys are truly fucking emotional when it comes to women. And as long as you're emotional, you're not going to win in this game, guys. You're not going to win because the negative self-talk is going to stop you. But you've got to learn, if you eliminate the negative thoughts, you kill the emotion, and then you're scot-free being able to go and make a move to get knocked the fuck down. I will be the only YouTuber to tell you, I want you to get rejected. I want you to get turned down. I want you to have her put her foot on your fucking neck. Why do I say this? Because you gotta feel it and taste it so you know what it's like, so you know what to do whenever they try to do it a second time. Your scribe, your shadow, and what you have conjured up as fears, they follow you around all your life. And all you are doing is just knocking yourself down, telling yourself you're awful and telling yourself you're not good enough and telling yourself any of these other excuses y'all make for yourselves. And then you wonder why you don't win for yourselves, because you've already self-sabotaged who you are as a man. Mr. Dixon, let me get your question, sir. Mr. Dixon asks, so my core is above my thoughts and my mind is my actions. Talking to a woman versus talking at her is talking to her. No, it's kind of a yet no. Remember, your core stores information in which you have to give it information. So when the time comes, it spits back out the information that you have stored. Thus, you have no problems. The example, your numbers, alphabets. If I ask you what 2 + 2 is, you'll answer 4, because in a second, you're getting the information from your core. All right, from the core. But y'all are getting it. And Jay Williams, get back to you. Y'all are doing this wrong. Jay Williams, you failed again. Can a woman look at a man without even speaking and tell that he's not sure of himself? Yes, because, okay, they have met you before. And that's what I always keep telling you. Where's my damn cup? Oh. Give me a second, man. I got, like, yeah, hold on. They have met you before. They already know what you are by what you're not doing. Every time you stare at her, she knows you're not worthy of her opening her legs because she doesn't want to be around someone that procrastinates. And even if she don't like you or want you, she'll still respect you, even though she might turn you down. Games, I don't think this is for you, dog. Gaines, I can grow hair. I just don't like hair, so I shave it down. Brother, listen. You can't change your mindset. This ain't for you. Because if you're equating fucking hair, guys, listen to this guy. And it's no knock on you, Gaines. I appreciate what you're saying. Well, my question to you is, why are you giving your hair more power over you? Why are you allowing your hair to have more importance over you? Why? Tell me why. Why are you cupcaking your hair to a point where your hair chooses what drains you? You're telling me a piece of hair has that much power over you that it fucking drains you? Are you fucking, is he joking? If you get drained over a piece of hair, you don't need to be in this room. No, don't kick him out. I'm just saying, this ain't for you. This is not for you. Gentlemen, he said that his hair dictates who his last is, man. Now, I got to answer the question. I'm sorry, but let me continue. See, guys, when you say my hair is coming out. Life is awful. Things are boring and all these other things. You don't understand. Listen to the negative self-talk that you have. Listen. You don't believe in yourself, so why would a woman believe in you? And if you're defined by your hair, then this is not the right place for you. This is why y'all are having the problems, because y'all are talking to yourselves the wrong way. And y'all are moving yourselves, okay? Question, he says, so scribing is creating programs to add to my core to pull out necessary. Yeah, well, yes. And no. You can write down a thought, but if you don't market the thought to yourself to believe the self, how can you bring that to your Senate or your government? So no, no. I don't want you to think that. See, what you're doing, Mr. D, is you're trying to force game into a small box to fit what you think it is, man. Stop worrying about that shit. Ask more questions about how you're fucking up versus some things that have nothing to do with you. Guys, you got the number, 563-999-3056. And guys, for all my other guys out there, we're going to have a show late or in the morning around 4 o'clock, around 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, guys. Don't forget, we're going to have a show, okay? We're going to have a show at 3:45, just to let y'all guys know. So y'all can see that we're not ignoring you. It's just that we're on the other side of the world. That's all. The scribe is a motherfucker you communicate with and refuse your standard. Right, right. That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand. Y'all are trying to solve something fast by trying to come up with a simple solution. It doesn't work that way, gentlemen. It doesn't work that way. I wish it did. If it did, I would be out of business. Most of you guys out here don't even realize all you do all your life is talk negative. Most of y'all don't even realize that. Most of y'all don't even believe that y'all are doing that, and this is where y'all are messing up because of the negative self-talk. You should not be negative about yourself, and yet you are. And yet you are. You have got to be able to delete the feelings of failure in your mind. The problem is when a thought comes in your mind, you give it power because you take that thought and you add that to a fake YouTuber and you're fucked. Think about all the United, some of you guys came from the manosphere and some of you guys have been listening to that stupid ass shit. And look, you're still not even growing. You're still doing the same old shit, but you're mastering the negativity inside of you because you don't believe that you can get it. What do I think? I don't think. Sorry, this is not an answer. I tell you, and I say this with love, I don't care. What I care about is you and your mind fucking you over right now, telling you to type something out. You say that it comes from social anxiety. What? I don't fucking know. I'm not you. I don't know what's been in your life. I can't tell you unless we're coached, but I can't diagnose where it comes from because I'm not you. But I can tell you this much. There's some loser thoughts in you that has that shit in there. Do I watch your shows as much as I can? And is that a good start for soaking up the game? No, that's not a good start. I always talk about what you need the first thing to do. The guys in the line will tag him and tell him, please. He doesn't understand. He doesn't get it. But I get it. I understand it. I get it. I'm on it. And that's how we work. Lines are open, guys. See, the thing about your mindset, gentlemen, is that it will always act on certain thoughts that you have, okay, that are only conveyed with an end result versus sitting around here and telling yourself something different and trying to just go for sex. We should be result orientated. But unfortunately, a lot of you guys think a result is a woman giving you some play, and that's not it. What you understand about your mindset and that guy who is in your mind right now is that it will do anything in order to you or the feeling that you have, the desire. And that is going to be able to slow you down, because as soon as you say, I want to fuck her, that's why you ain't fucking her, because you make it all about the sex. You don't even take a moment or take any time sit around and discuss with your mind the things that you need to learn. And that's how beautiful it is. So we always say to you guys out here is that you've got to be able to look at the game in a different way to go ahead and propel you through this shit to win. You can't win doing what it is you're doing right now, because what you're doing is putting you in a situation to fail. And that's why tonight we're going to be talking about am I one of one? Because there are things and benefits when you're 0.1% of billions. You are a smaller percentage. And when you're that small percentage, the thought of her is seen as a billion-dollar man, billion-dollar mindset and all that other stuff. But these women do not want to mess with bullshit. Listen. God, let me do this. Hey, listen, one thing, I don't want to hear that. Okay, look, I'm sorry. Hey, sir, I'm going to put you in timeout because I'm trying to be nice to you. But don't ever judge a fucking man. Don't judge another man. How do I start changing my mindset? By shutting the fuck up, man. This is crazy. Sitting around here saying the shit that y'all see right now. You look good. You look good bald. So I don't give a fuck how I look to you. But you've already given yourself negative talk because you already judged the guy. Then you're going to turn around and say, well, I don't look good bald. That's why you lose. Because you want to be defined by these fucking women, and we don't. I'm in my mid-20s and I'm still a virgin, which costs a lot of energy. I can't get the results. Where should I start from? See, become a student of the game. I don't know why you would ask me this. The only way we're going to know what the fuck you are is by sitting down, talking to you, and assessing what you are. That's the only way we're going to do that. That is the only way. There's a movie called, yes, The Revolver. Yes, very good movie. Yes. The stronger your opponent is, you only get stronger by playing a stronger opponent. I remember that thing. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's keep going. Guys, y'all want to call in? The lines are open. If not, we'll wrap this up, because I've got a lot to talk about, and I need to talk more about it on the drive, my hour drive, But what I'm saying to you guys is that what kind of sessions are you doing for yourself to grow yourself, to understand yourself, to ask yourself things that only you can give the answer to? But you guys are not doing this. You guys are not pushing yourself the way you should push yourself. And because you're not pushing yourself, this is why it hurts you. This is why it harms you. This is why confidence is such a hard thing to you, because you're not even looking at yourself as a prize. You're not looking at yourself as a prize. You're looking at yourself as somebody like, oh, my God, I'm lucky if I can get that woman to talk to me. That's crazy. It does not make any sense. We're going to wrap. We're gonna do this about another 8 minutes. I don't want to go into 2 hours with this stuff. Because if y'all are not asking questions for yourselves, then it shows that I don't want to waste my voice talking to y'all when y'all not doing anything. So it's okay. We'll do another 8 more minutes. We'll wrap it up. But anyway, as I was saying to y'all guys out there, man, you guys out there just don't work on self. And until you start working on yourself, and until you start loving yourself, until you just realize that it doesn't matter what is out there, doesn't matter what she says, because you know what? She's never met me. That's what we're going to be talking about today and tomorrow morning. That's the agenda we'll be pushing on the MI one of one in her eyes. Because if you're not that way in her eyes, she will always see you as a loser. And I don't want you to lose. I want you to win. I actually want you to win. But the question is, do you want to win bad enough? And some of you guys will sit around and say, yes, I want to win really bad. But you guys don't understand is that you winning is playing against a child. Like you're playing basketball against a young little child or little girl, thinking that because you can slam dunk the ball, that you can do that in front of anybody. And it just doesn't work that way, gentlemen. It does not work that way. And this is why it is very important that you understand how guys that get women easily have become only the best because of their, not my, but their burning desire to be number one, one thought, one mind, one way. There is nothing else that they want from life except, you know what? This is what they want out of life. They want certain things. They want a good woman. Of course, a cape or she's working. Y'all want a woman that does things for you versus you doing it for yourself. So it does work when you get into that. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let me see if I got all the questions. Guys, we got about 7 more minutes left of the show, and we will probably chalk this up. Same thing tomorrow. Let's see here. I don't see what y'all writing. I don't see what y'all guys have. I mean, y'all are asking questions. So, Levy, you got to write the statement behind the question, sir, please. Write the statement behind the question, sir, please. What you're saying does not make any sense. But I'm not trying to make sense of this. I'm just trying to let y'all see the fastest way to get out there is to go ahead and go in head first. It's going to feel complicated. It's going to look complicated. I promise you that it is not complicated when you have game. When you have game, that's what it's all about, having game. Knowing yourself. Let me stop that and answer your question because I got so much more to talk about that. But it's no sense in getting to the second point if, number one, you are not worthy enough of that second point, or number two, you feel like, oh, my God, it's just not fair that I have this team with whatever thought you have. So do what it is you want to do. But, you know, everybody can't be a man, you know what I mean? How do you display that you're the prize when speaking to a woman? Well, you just display. God, it's amazing when you're a man, okay? And the only way to do it is learn from a man. And that's how y'all guys can win. Y'all just need to learn from him. That's it. Let me see here. How do you display, let me see this. Damn, I just had that bitch. Fuck, where'd it go? I don't remember where I put that bitch at. All right, so how do you know what that means, Lux? Guy has it right there, right? Let's see here. Let me get back to this guy right here. This bully. All right, so this guy said, I don't see it. I think he probably took that shit down. This is why, yeah, why does he hate himself so much? Anyway, so we'll talk more about this in the second half tomorrow or something, because it's so much to do. But you're not going to get anywhere being a victim. I'm telling you right now, you being a victim, you blaming everybody for everything in your life, that's it. Well, you got to become a student of the game to understand it, Lex. That's what I'm saying. I'm giving you something free, but it's deeper than that once you learn how to fuck. Once you know how to be a man, it'll be different for you. Let's see here. Does you being at your core make you one of one? No, because you don't even know you have a core. You don't even know what a core is. So, no, you're not even going to. The way you guys are, you will never reach your core unless you have old rickety white hair, you're in a wheelchair, and somebody's wheeling you around because you can't even talk. That's what game is about. That's what, for y'all guys who don't have game, but you want to ask about it. Once you're about this shit, you're about this shit. And once you're about it, you're good, man. Once you begin the process of learning who you are. Don't allow anybody or anything to take away who you are. Don't let anybody. Because if they take it away, you'll never get it back. Because getting it back means that you're going to be less than versus being on top behind someone who you left to come before. So it's a lot of things that happen. There's a lot of moving parts here. You just got to understand the moving parts. Like I said, guys, we're going to talk more about this around 3:45 in the morning. We're going to break this down because you guys are always subconsciously living in a fake world that it seems so real, gentlemen, that you will allow women into a man's space because all you want to do is look at some ass and try to think of ways to have sex with them. You're not doing anything else. Let's be honest, man. Y'all ain't trying to get women the way you're supposed to get women. It just doesn't work that way. But anyway, as all good things come a pass, it's going to come to an end. Go ahead and wrap this up. But I just want to say you can be the shepherd of all this stuff when you know you. You know your check downs and all that other stuff. But outside of that, man, you know, he just runs around. Just you guys running around just not talking to yourselves. It's just like death. It's like death. So, gentlemen, I don't want to keep it too long. We have a lot to talk about, so we will wrap up this session right now. And don't forget, 3:45, guys, we have another show for you guys out there. But we're going to be talking about the right-hand side and using him as a decoy blitz. It's beautiful. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But, guys, I always ask you guys, don't forget the graveyard. Always remember, everybody in there thought they had one in common to them, and that is they thought they had tomorrow. So, guys, live your life like it is your last, but your last should be at the table or underneath the table of the king, because it is not worthy for the king to push himself up on or be around just a mistress or a what they call a side chick. And I say your world's a side chick. I'm saying that they're done messing with them and they're looking for something more out of their lives. And if a woman happens to come along while they're looking for things out of their life, then everything is perfectly matched up and everything goes straight motherfucking forward. All right, guys, so that's the Man Mindset. I'm the Dean. Don't forget, 3:45, we'll have a show and all other stuff, and we'll do it live while I'm driving. I'll take more of your questions that you'll have, and as long as you have these questions, we'll keep on doing it. Okay, guys? So I am the Dean. This is the Man Mindset, guys. I appreciate all you guys taking a moment to listen to me. We do appreciate that, and we wanted to make sure that we left you with a parting gift. Where the fuck is that? We left you with a parting gift. And I can't find it again. Fuck it. I can't find it. So anyway, any other last questions go around? Let me bring in 601. That'll be the last call and we'll shut down the lines. 601, how can I help you, sir? What's up? 601.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, man.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Steve. My name is Bowden, and I'm calling from Toronto. Much love to the show. And I'm just calling to find out if you can help me based on my situation. So I have an issue about when I'm talking to people.
What is it?
Yeah, I have an issue about...
Okay, you choose. No, yeah. You don't have an issue. You don't have an issue. Say, I choose to have an issue. Let me restate that. You choose to have an issue with other people. Can you repeat that statement?
Yeah. Yeah, I choose to have an issue with talking to people, and Yeah, and I'm saying that I stammer sometimes when I'm talking.
So what does that mean? You because you stammer because when you talk, what does that mean? I understand. Oh, I guess he ran off. I don't know. He got scared and ran off. Anyway, guys, it's the Man Mindset. Thing 112 likes out of the D, man. I appreciate all you guys coming in here. Guys, you need to get at me at themanmindset@gmail.com. At the real Mindset, because I'm the original, but I didn't even think about putting it real. But, yeah, y'all get back at me. We'll chop it up, and we will definitely go from there. Peace. And we will get at you later. All right, so you got all your stuff. Just let me know when you're ready to move on that, man. All right.